On our Cool Conversation program today, we are talking with a couple of Ward 4 Chickasha City Council candidates, and our first guest today is Kelly Boyd. Kelly, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, George. Good to be here.
Good
today.
To see you, and let's talk about your background a little bit, and first time to run for city council, I guess, right?
So correct.
Just to talk
correct.
About your background a little bit. And
well, longtime resident of Chickasha. My family has lived and worked here since I was around 10 years old and started working in the cooling tower field with Midwest Towers, actually. And just have worked and have grown up here and then raised my family, my children here. Going to Chickasha schools and other schools around. Now my children are grown. We continue to work in our business as they raise their families. Now we have grandchildren that are getting old. Even now, my oldest grandson is almost 11 years old. So, but we really enjoy our life here in Chickasha.
So almost a Chickasha native, basically. So you decided to stay here come back here and make Chickasha your home. And and a lot of people would like to do that. Unfortunately, that can't happen all the time. But you're a businessman, so talk about your business background.
My background in the cooling industry led to us creating our own business about 17 years ago. The company I was working for actually had financial difficulties and went through a bankruptcy. At that time, I decided to take what knowledge I had and develop that into a business of our own, service business for the cooling tower industry. That has been able to operate and flourish with the normal business ups and downs for, like I said, almost 17 years. And we're pretty happy with it. We've been able to help a lot of people. And by extension, I think I told you a little bit about our involvement at Bible Baptist Church. We are able to do some mission work here and internationally, which we think is an important thing to do. So on the business side of it, we really look to see what's going on in our environment around us, which is one of the reasons that led me to really look at running for city council.
You obviously manage a number of employees.
Yes.
Right? So
we employ Chickasha natives here, have been for all the years that we've been in business, some from here, some from Anadarko area. But they're local families that earn a living here and, matter of fact, have their commerce here and their investments here. And we've been able to bring, the nature of our business isn't so much as local, but we are a nationwide company that will travel. So the funds that are brought in through our company, like some of the others, like Midwest and Agreco, that don't necessarily have a large amount of their business in Chickasha, but we bring large amounts of capital into the area.
But certainly your business management skills, you think, would be suitable to serve on the council?
I think so. We deal with Fortune 500 companies. Dealing with companies of higher caliber tend to teach you some lessons about how to work with different logistical problems, challenges, and victories for that matter. There's some of our clients that will take several years before they will purchase anything or do any projects with us. And so sometimes you got to be a long-term thinker and planner. And I think all of those attributes will lend to some of the decision-making skills that I have.
So before you made the decision to run for city council, what were some issues that you maybe felt needed to be reviewed, just as a John Q. citizen out there? What were the main issues you were concerned about?
Well, I think, again, kind of going back to the business part of it, there's some others that have to do with infrastructure, with the city's water supply, water treatment, different things that I'd kind of paid attention to and try to keep up to speed on. Those are very important investment structures that we need for the city. Other than that, On the business side of it, I think we are reaching out. I think the organizations here in town are doing a good job with trying to attract other businesses. But I think our posture needs to be more acute to the total picture, the bigger picture of what incoming businesses need. And that may we may be addressing a few of them, but some of them I think we may be stubbing our toe on. And I think also, furthermore, is that not only do we need to seek out businesses that are, you know, that would like to come to this area for all the great reasons we have, but also there are local business owners that are here now that would like to expand and like to actually add other businesses or, you know, may have other aspirations. But we shouldn't overlook those. We should have our climate just as favorable to our businesses here as we would to those that we invite from the outside.
Of course, this Mayor Hank Ross and others have said there's going to be a big budget shortfall for the coming year, and you'll be probably deciding on a budget probably if you are elected, since the budget approval will be coming probably in May or so. So,
correct.
How would you go about trying to make those adjustments, since there won't be quite as much money to be to go around?
Right, right. In times that are lean and the belt tightening starts, those are also things that we've experienced in business throughout our 17 years. And really, you have to look at the basics. You got to get back to the basics of what has to be done. There are some things that we may have to put off or maybe table for a while until our incomes are more favorable. And so you got to make them tough decisions. Now, what are the details? What are the things that we get off in the weeds on? I look forward to the challenge of looking those details over. But I'm quite sure that we can make the right decisions to get us through these times.
All right, want to talk about some issues you've had with the city, and maybe you try to get some property rezoned and have failed on that on three occasions. Are you thinking people think you might have a vendetta against the city for your reason to run?
That could be a common misconception. Although those experiences did open my eyes to a few things as far as the culture of what's going on at the legislative level here in the city. That is by far not the bigger picture reason of why I won't like to run for city council. Those are ancillary type issues that I think we can work through as we go along. But the bigger picture is helping Chickasha become better than even where we're going right now. Let's look forward to job growth, business growth from inside and beyond, bringing outside businesses in. Let's continue to improve our health care around here. Let's you know, continue to support our police departments, fire departments, infrastructure that I think we can always look to a better playing field.
If you are unsuccessful, would you still be kind of, you know, an involved citizen and work with the council and city officials?
Oh, certainly, certainly. This is something, the decision that I have made that's one I'm not going to back off of. There's plenty of opportunities for a businessman like myself to work with the EDC and other organizations, Chamber of Commerce, and even privately to try to encourage others to expand business, to grow our economy, which is one of the number one things in Chickasha that we need. Expand the commercial base. Let's build more businesses with and encourage local businesses to make that investment. It is risky. I know this firsthand. But you have to do it with a good spirit. And just because those around me or around our property disagree with me, you can't really let it get to your heart and become a hindrance for what you can do in the future.
Kelly, thanks for coming out. We appreciate it. Kelly Boyd, candidate for Ward 4, Chickasha City Council. Thanks for being with us on our Cool Conversation program today. Our next guest is Jim Hopkins, who's also a candidate for Award 4. Jim, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome, George. Thank you for having me, and thank you for having all the candidates.
Sure. And you've been attending city council meetings for about the last 6 months or so.
About the last year. I started about this time last year.
Mm-hmm. And now you decided to kind of throw your hat in the ring and give it a shot. And talk about some of the things you've learned over the past year by going to city council meetings.
Well, I've learned that it can sometimes be very contentious and sometimes not. Sometimes things that you think should be contentious are approved unanimously with no discussion at all, and sometimes the smallest little things result in a huge protracted discussion. I think I've learned how the process works, basically. Just watch how the process works.
And you've been a very outspoken opponent about what was called the rain tax last summer.
I think I was the first person to speak out publicly against the rain tax, the drainage fee, as they called it. And you know, that's just words. It doesn't matter if you call it a tax or a fee or whatever it is. It's some money that they're levying against the public. I was opposed to that. I think that we're going to have to do something with drainage, and we're probably going to have a tax or a fee. I don't think that $7 a month is the appropriate amount. I don't think that the system that they proposed is the appropriate way to do it. I'd like to see a tiered system where my little yard that's got 1,100 square feet of impervious area will get charged a little bit less than somebody that's got 12,000 feet of impervious area.
Of course, the city council struck down the proposal last fall, but the mayor did leave open the possibility of revisiting that sometime in the future.
So. He did, and I'd be perfectly willing to do that. I think that drainage is an important issue, and we need to look at it.
And you've got a little platform, I guess, that you're running on. So talk about what you're talking about when you go out and see the folks in Ward 4.
Okay, well, one of the main things that I believe in is that I think I should represent the interests of my constituents. I think that I should find out what they want and vote accordingly rather than substitute my judgment for theirs. Beyond that, I've got four kind of main issues that I'm looking at. I think that we need a little bit more fiscal responsibility. We need to spend our money more wisely. We spend money on things that at least in my opinion, we don't really need. And I'll point out an example to you, George. If you just look out the window here, you've got these double yellow stripes going down Chickasha Avenue. I've lived here a long time, and I've never seen us have a problem with people going left of center down Chickasha Avenue. We've budgeted a bunch of money to rebuild the amphitheater at the park. I think that's a great idea if people would use that amphitheater. I hardly ever see it used, and before we spend $300,000 on it, I'd like to maybe have a show there once a month for a year and see if people will really use it, people will come out to it. Secondly, I think that we need a little bit more openness and transparency in our city government process. Couple of examples. The council went into executive session not too long ago and came out and voted to spend $2 million out of some economic development funds to build a building out here at the airport for some as-of-yet-unnamed business who is going to bring some as-of-yet-uncounted jobs to Chickasha. And I think that's fine, but who is it? What are these jobs going to be? That's a lot of money coming out of the taxpayers' pocket. Another issue, you know, we had the whole issue with the city manager. We've spent probably $100,000 on that, and we're probably going to spend more. And we have yet to know what actually happened there.
The former city manager.
The former city manager, yes, Mr. Gard. I think that code enforcement has gotten a little bit out of hand. I don't think people should park in their yard. I don't think people should let the paint peel on their house, let their house run down. But I also don't think that's any of the city's business. I think that property codes should be for the purpose of health and safety. I'll give you one example of that. I've got a friend who has a historic house over here about six blocks south of here. That house would be falling down now if those people hadn't bought it and started to restore it. Last year about this time, the city hired a contractor to drive up and down all the streets and write code enforcement tickets. And they wrote those people a ticket for having peeling paint on their house. The city should be going out and finding grant money to give those people because that house would be falling down right now. if they hadn't bought it. I know of a couple who was trying to start a little internet business here in town selling classic car parts. And they had 20 or 30 car doors stacked outside the building, inside the fence, stacked neatly. They got a ticket for that. And those people are in Anadarko now. They left. I think that, finally, I think we need to spend a little bit more focus. We need to have a little more focus on infrastructure instead of some of these other projects. Roads and streets, they've done a wonderful job on Grand Avenue. It's great to drive on. 17th Street and 19th Street will tear your car to pieces. It's a mixed bag. There's some good roads and some bad roads. The water's gotten better. I don't know that we're going to make a whole lot of improvements in the water without finding a new water source. But it has gotten better, and I want it to continue to get better also.
Before we wrap up, I guess I didn't give a chance to kind of tell folks about you and who you are and what you do. So,
well, okay.
Let's meet Jim Hopkins.
Well, I'd be glad to do that because I was born and raised here in Chickasha, but I left for quite some time, and a lot of people may not know me. Like I said, I was born and raised here. I'm a fighting chick. I'm an alumni of Southwest Elementary and Chickasha Junior High and Chickasha High School. I'm also a Sooner with a degree in physics from the University of Oklahoma. I started work with Southwestern Bell Telephone Company after I graduated high school and worked there for about 28 years, mostly in the Dallas area. I came back here in 2000, and I'm currently a computer programmer and data analyst at USAO.
And a musician and a runner.
I'm a musician. I'm a distance runner. I've got a little sailboat I like to take out to Lake Chickasha. I'm a ham radio operator. I've got a lot of interests.
Jim, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it, and good luck in the city council election.
George, thank you so much for having me.
That's our cool conversation for this morning. Thanks for tuning in. We want to thank our sponsors, including Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma, and its locations in Chickasha, Verdon, and Newcastle.